And joining us right now, I could call him the Baron of Business, but he is Coach Jamie Beckler, author, motivational speaker, at Coach Beckler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R on Twitter, CoachBeckler.com on the website. And Coach, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, good morning. We are we're hunkering down here in Atlanta. Right now it's a balmy 32 degrees. Yes, positive. But all the forecasters say we're going to be hit with a big snowstorm coming in today. So.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Coach. How big is it in Atlanta, Georgia?
Oh, they're saying we could get 3 inches today.
Coach, let me give you some perspective. 3 inches, Coach, means that we only slow down 5 miles per hour. 3 inches in Atlanta, what happens? You shut down for a week, right?
Pretty much shut down. The schools have already, my son will be getting out early. The storm is supposed to be coming in around 2 o'clock, and they're shutting down around 12 o'clock. So, yeah, absolutely right.
Do you know why they do that, by the way, Coach? No, this is not a joke. No joke. They get credit if they make at least a half day of school. Now, here in Wisconsin, and I'm sure it's that way in Georgia, they get credit for the full day of school toward the however many days they are required to have
sure.
by state law. So, you know.
That makes sense. So,
But that's,
yeah,
again,
so
a perspective issue. When is a full day
sure.
a half day or vice versa? And that's because somebody said so. But I digress. Go ahead, Coach.
Well, you know, you're right, though. And it reminds me a story of a husband and wife sitting around at a table. A husband, you know, they're at the family reunion, the high school reunion. A husband's there, and he just keeps staring at this lady over at a different table who just appears to be drunk. And the wife, you know, says, "Well, do you know her, honey?" And he goes, "Yeah, she's my old girlfriend." And wife goes, "Oh, really? Well, yeah, you know, I understand that she went to drinking soon after we split up all those years ago, and she hasn't stopped since." And the wife kind of stops and looks at him and goes, "You know, I cannot believe it. Who would think a person could go on celebrating that long?" You know,
Coach, that is so lame that it sounds like something the host would tell.
I know. I've been around you. You've rubbed off.
Oh, contagious. My goodness. But, you know, that's the issue of perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, we see things constantly. We're seeing things differently than the people around us. And, you know, I don't have a statistic for this, but just through my own observation, you know, I would say 75% or well over the majority of issues that I have in my life with other people come because of differing perspectives. I have a different perspective, and you could say it's a different of opinion, but it goes deeper than just having an opinion, because your opinion is shaped by your perspective. Your perspective is shaped by your background, your experiences, the things that you've gone through. And so oftentimes we have a different way of looking at things than somebody else does. There was a story told by a guy named Mark McCormick, who wrote a book, What They Don't Teach You at Harvard Business School. And he talks about how he's waiting in line at an airport to buy a ticket, and he sees these two kids fighting in front of him over an ice cream cone. So they have an ice cream cone, and then there's a lady in a mink coat that's right there as well. And, you know, he can see this coming. He can see that there's going to be an accident. Kids are going to get the ice cream on the mink coat. And all of a sudden, the girl stops, and looks at her brother, yells at his brother, her brother, and says, "If you don't stop, you're going to get hairs from that lady's coat on your ice cream cone." You know, those kids ended up having a perspective far different than other people would have had a perspective. We'd be all worried about the mink coat. Well, they're worried about the ice cream. And oftentimes that's us. You know, you talk about when you get 2 to 3 inches of snow, you know, people in Wisconsin slow down 5 miles an hour. People in Georgia call off school, call off work. Well, you know, when we see someone taking a long time, typically we think that they're slow. But if it's us taking a long time, not necessarily driving, but on a task, we think we're detail-oriented. If someone doesn't do something, we think they're lazy. But if we don't do something, it's because we're just real busy. You know, if someone gets ahead in life, it's because they got lucky. If we get ahead in life, it's because it's a reward for hard work. So you're right. I think our perspective sometimes causes problems in our life.
And, you know, you saw that story, I'm sure, about 18 December where it got fatal. I don't know that they found the suspect yet, but a grandmother stopped legally at a stop sign. Road rage led to a man pulling out a gun, shooting, and killing her grandson in the back seat. Now, I bring that story up because when perspective gets that far out of whack, bad things can happen.
Sure, sure. And it can be a perspective of, you know, in a road rage situation or a violent situation, it could be that your experience and your background caused you to see things in a way that maybe a normal person wouldn't see things. But here's the problem with all that, is that we think we're normal. So even the person that is doing the violence or the person that's doing something a little bit off and weird, they think that it's normal because that's their perspective. And when we're trying to deal with other people and build our relationships with other people, it's not that we give in to their perspective. It's not that we always are giving in. It's that we understand. Stephen Covey, in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, said, seek first to understand, then to be understood. And any debate person, any lawyer, any good salesman will tell you, if you don't understand where the other side is coming from, you're never going to make the sale, you're never going to convince or persuade anybody. So you have to put yourself in their shoes to understand how to talk to them, how to relate to them. And so a lot of times, we refuse to look at the other person's perspective.
The issue of perspective goes a step further because that perspective, as we know from the expression, perspective is reality. It creates often, you know, we think about this with those who are gamers, alternative realities, you know, virtual realities. When we have that disconnect from perspective, and we create an alternative reality in the business world, in the academic world, it can have a devastating effect in terms of our effectiveness in reaching others. Right, Coach?
Oh, it can. It boils down to almost everything that we're dealing with in relationships or dealing with people, and almost all of us deal with people, is that if you don't have a connection with people, then you're not going to be as effective. And the way you make a connection with people a lot of times is seeing things the way they see it. That doesn't mean you have to take on their opinion. It doesn't mean you have to take on their perspective. But you do have to understand where they're coming from. And I see this almost every day, whether it's with me or with someone else, is that they just stick to their guns. Well, this is the way it should be. This is the way that I see the world. And so this is the way you need to see the world. You know, we just had Christmas. I'm not big into getting Christmas gifts. Like, that's not a big deal to me. But to other people, it is. And so if I project my opinion or my perspective on others and say, well, I don't like Christmas gifts, so I'm not going to get Christmas gifts for others, then we have a problem. And that's kind of an extreme example, but we do this every day. I don't like something, so therefore I think everyone else shouldn't like it also. And that's what gets us in trouble in our relationships.
And when we're dealing, especially with a millennial workforce, that gap becomes widened. In 30 seconds, according to Beckler on Business, how do we get into that other person's perspective?
The main thing is John Maxwell, the leadership guru, talks about everybody communicates, but few connect. We have to find a way to connect to them and actually care about the person that we're around and understand where they're coming from and want to understand where they're coming from.
And finally, at Coach Beckler on Twitter, Coach Beckler, BECHLER.com. You've got one, two, is it three now free ebooks to sow into people? Tell us how to get them.
The Giving Spirit. That's right. You can go to CoachBeckler.com, and on the right side of the page, you can find all of our ebooks, and those are free downloads, and hopefully they can help you in your relationships and your business.
Well, until next Friday, hopefully Snowmageddon Atlanta style will pass. Coach Jamie Beckler, thanks for joining us.
Excellent. Thank you.
Bye-bye.